This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.
Well, we had an election yesterday. And it was a good day, I think, for democracy. And I think it was a good day for America.
That's U.S. President Joe Biden speaking to reporters a day after Tuesday's midterm elections. While vote counting continues in many states, uncertainty about the outcome could last for days in tight contest across the country. Before Tuesday's nationwide congressional elections, an array of pollsters predicted opposition Republicans would claim control of the House and possibly the Senate. But in Tuesday's elections, Democrats took control of the Republican-held seat in the eastern state of Pennsylvania, while the outcome remained uncertain in three other states, Arizona and Nevada in the western part of the United States, and Georgia in the south. Georgia officials have announced they will hold a runoff election on December 6th for the Senate, after Tuesday's contest between Democrat Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker was too close to call. In Tuesday's election day, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis won another term in office. Speaking to supporters, he said voters in his state have shown their approval.
After 4 years, the people have delivered their verdict. Freedom is here to stay.
Once again, that's Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. French President Emmanuel Macron on Wednesday announced that France was ending its anti-jihadist mission in Africa after more than 10 years. He said a new strategy would be worked out with African partners. The declaration came in a wide-ranging speech reviewing France's strategy, where the president also underlined the importance of its nuclear deterrent as well as relations with Germany and the United Kingdom. This is VOA News. Russia's military has been ordered to pull out of the Ukrainian city of Kherson, the only regional capital it captured after invading in February. Russia's commander in Ukraine said it was no longer possible to keep supplying the city. Reporter Anna Chernikova told VOA on Wednesday that this development is big.
This means that the right bank of the river, Kherson region, on the right bank of the river and the city of Kherson itself is back to Ukrainian control.
And she explains why.
It was basically the main achievement of Russian forces in Ukraine since February 24th.
Russia's top military leadership announced the decision on Russian state television. President Vladimir Putin did not take part in that event. The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog on Wednesday said Iran did not offer anything new during a recent meeting in Vienna about its nuclear program, but added that talks will continue in the coming weeks. Tehran had announced it was sending a delegation to Vienna to try to narrow differences with the International Atomic Energy Agency, which is trying to keep tabs on Iran's nuclear activity. Iran is seeking closure of the IAEA's investigation of its nuclear activities, among other guarantees, in order to revive the country's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. The World Health Organization says deaths linked to COVID-19 infections are 90% below levels seen 9 months ago. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
This is definitely cause for optimism.
But WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the world must remain vigilant because more than 9,400 people still died from COVID-19 last week. The WHO's Dr. Maria Van Kerkhove.
This is tragic because we have tools that can actually prevent these deaths from happening.
And she notes the virus
still circulating quite rampantly around the world.
As for case numbers,
there's more than 2 million cases that were reported in the last 7 days. And we know that this is a substantial underestimate of the true circulation right now.
In the U.S., the CDC's COVID tracker shows deaths still averaging more than 350 per day. I'm Ben Thomas.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said Wednesday that a bilateral meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping would be a positive thing if one could be arranged on the sidelines of one of the summits to be held in Southeast Asia this month. Albanese's language suggests that he expects the talks will take place. He leaves Australia Friday for an East Asia summit in Cambodia, followed by a group of 20 meeting in Indonesia and an Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation meeting in Thailand. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.